Hey everyone, I just wanted to announce a few things before this episode gets started. First off, sorry that it is a late upload. I've just been super busy with work and IRL things. Also, next week there will be no episode uploaded. My family's coming into town and I just do not have the time to upload and edit a new episode. So it will be coming the following week, so I do apologize for that, but unfortunately there will be no episode next week. But we'll be back the following week, so thank you everybody for listening, and we'll get you right to the show. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Thanks. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Chronicles of Evangula. I'm guessing you don't want to play any drinking games before you go to bed. We'll start on the day, your first day that you're allowed into the mines.
Mm-hmm.
The Tortooth Mines.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you guys can try, but he said meet him back at the same time, which you guys met that gate guard around noon.
Mm-hmm.
So that would, like, you would be sitting around half a day of your first day that you're allowed into the mine. Because remember, you only have 3 days, so time is of the essence.
So what time is it in the morning? I want to say...
Wait. So you guys said you wanted to be up and out at 7. So
we'll be out the door at 7. So
yeah, so 6. I'd give you enough time to... Wow, that's a big Amazon truck. Sorry, I got really distracted. you'd be up about 6. I would say that'd give you enough time to get your gear sorted, put on, get some breakfast.
Another thing I'm now having the idea about. So yeah, Cass, you got that hook. Would it also be a good idea for us to like carry a pickaxe and a shovel just in case something goes wrong in there that we can dig ourselves away, you know? Because we cannot do that with bare hands, you know, just in case.
No, I understand that. Maybe when we're down to the 98th level.
Oh, yeah, sure. They must have. They should have some.
We'll see
that.
If we can maybe take a pickaxe with us. And,
yeah. I just thought if we end up, I mean, these dwarven constructions are, I guess, the safest that you can find in a mine. But you never know. And I would not want to stand there with just bare hands moving rocks and dirt, you know.
Yeah, understandable. I mean, if there is a cave collapse behind us, then we're in a pretty dire situation there. But I'm hoping that is not the case.
Guys, having some flashbacks, are we?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no.
PTSD from EDDS. Oh my god.
It was just a frost etch, Doc. Oh,
they're huge.
Yeah, and the stair wasn't solid beneath it. Oh god.
Anyway, I hope it doesn't happen. So
sure. But
we can
also we have some magic to help us out if need be.
Oh yeah, she can melt the rocks,
levitating
right?
rocks, right, Catherine?
Yeah.
Can you melt rocks as well?
Yeah.
We're good.
I can also blow your face up.
Then we're not good.
But you haven't done it yet, so I must be rubbing off on you. She didn't say anything, so I win the argument.
The point there.
I guess we should
make it in time.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. I want to go by the... We go by the silversmith first,
yep.
And then we go to the mines afterwards.
Yes.
Okay, you guys get to the silversmith and they're like not really open for business. There are people there. So I don't know if you want to try to talk to one of them.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to one of them, if possible.
Okay.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
We placed an order here 2 days ago.
Folks talking about silver weapons and whatnot.
Yeah, we're those strange people, yeah.
Mm. I think she was all finished. Let me go see on our special order shelf. And he walks inside, and then yeah, he comes out with your guys' order. Your arrows, which I believe was what, 20 or 10?
20, I think.
Yeah, so they're 20 silver tipped arrows, and you look at them and it looks like she did a really good job. And then the silver coated chain as well also looks like it's been done really well.
Mm. Well, you've done a good job on those.
Oh, me? I didn't do it. That was our master blacksmith. She's not here right now. She doesn't come in until 9.
Well,
so.
Send her our thanks and our payment.
Yeah. You guys already paid her.
Oh,
yeah. There's no need for payment. It said it was paid all for right. already, so I'm just, right. here you go.
Yeah, then send our regards to her.
Yes, we will. We will. All right, is there anything else I can help you? We're not really Okay. Okay.
All right. Well,
to the mine.
We should.
The mine!
You should be in time. Let's go see the foreman again.
Yeah. What do you guys want to do?
Let's
get
to it.
You guys know the way now, so it doesn't take you as long. But it still takes you a solid 30 minutes to get there. And you go out to the same building, and he's actually outside. He's drinking something that looks warm, and there's steam coming off a mug. He says, "Oh wow, you guys made it here pretty early."
Not yeah, too good early. Good morning.
You're all ready to go?
Yeah, we're eager to get going.
All yes. right. And he has a rolled up map. He says, "Here's your map. That should show you exactly where you need to go." The elevator starts on the pulley system starts on the second floor, and it's right at the beginning. You can't miss it. Everybody knows you're coming. So, here's also this, and he hands you a smaller rolled up parchment paper that's got a seal on it, which is the contract.
How's the mood? The contract? Can I roll it up and read it?
Yeah. And it says, you know, these three travelers are coming in to investigate. Please work with them and do not, you know. They are here on my behalf. I'm saying they have 3 days, kind of everything you guys talked about.
So, yeah, before we go down there, we agreed on the fee, did we?
Yeah, 200 gold to investigate. And then if there's a monster, obviously. You kind of, I don't know what your iron rate is. Again, you're going to have to tell me. 800?
Okay. In total. After the job is done and if we return.
Yeah, 800 in total, not 800 on
in
top
total,
of the
yes. Yes, 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 yeah, in yeah, total.
Yeah. So there would be another 600 gold pieces. Here's the 200 to start. There's a monster. Bring proof back. And I'll have the 600 waiting for you.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Yeah, whatever 200 gold divided by 3 is.
I'm looking that up now.
don't do
math. It's 66. Yeah, 66666666667.
That's not ominous. 66.6 is not ominous whatsoever, is it?
Yeah, 66 gold pieces for
pretty well.
All of us. For each of us, I should say.
I didn't plan that.
Mysterious.
That is funny that comes out to 66666666. Okay, well,
to the mine.
Yes,
a mine.
All right,
that's enough of that. That's enough of
well,
the mine stuff.
Yeah, we should probably stop beating a dead horse at this point. all right, well, you guys, you start heading into the first level of the mine. Sorry, last time. So you guys are greeted with, obviously the first level of mine is very fast and very the first couple levels are pretty, like, it doesn't really look like a mine. It looks more of
like a tomb.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah. It's really nice columns that have been, you know, engraved on. And yeah, you guys continue your way. And you notice, I mean, there's still a lot of dwarves right here. It's like a 60% of them are giving you kind of a dirty look. 40% of them are like not even paying attention to you. So that's kind of the mood. You would think that more people were upset about you coming in than there are happy. So yeah, that's something, I guess. And yeah, and not shortly after, probably about a 30, maybe a 40 minute walk, you finally get to this giant pulley system. That, so there's like multiple cranes that they like rotate around and extend out onto this big just opening of blackness. But on the walls, as it goes down, there's lighting. There's like lanterns that have been hung. So there's lighting right up against the wall that the pulley system kind of runs up against. And then you, for as far as you can see until you can't see anymore, it's just blackness out into the open. And you don't know how far the drop is. You can't see the bottom. But you guys get there and there's like a whole operating crew of the pulley systems. And they kind of, they show you, so there's a cliff the cranes that sit on, and then over the cliff are these like square boxes, elevators, that you can, people can get into, about 10 people at a time can get into each one, so they're fairly large. And as you guys walk up, the crane operator goes, ah, you guys are the explorers, are you not?
Yes.
Yeah. And you guys are going to the all the way to the 50th, right?
Yes. Yeah. We're going, yes. Well, to be fair, we're going all the way down to the 103rd, but yes.
Well, yes, but pulley system only goes to the 50th floor. So when you guys are ready, please enter and then close the gate. And
Logan,
it's a slow ride down. Shouldn't have any issues.
How long does it take?
Half an hour.
About a half an hour, yeah.
Mm.
30 okay. minutes, sometimes a little longer, just depending, really. So you guys get in, close the gate, and you start to descend.
How long, I would be saying this to the crane operator, how long does it take from the 50th floor to get to the 98th camp?
That's a good solid, like, 3-hour walk.
Okay. Oh, that's not so bad. I thought we would be there for days.
No. Not days, 3-hour walk. I mean, we made a pretty straight shot. We try to make the ways down and up as short as possible.
I should say that Kage has been on my shoulders this whole time.
I kind of figured. Yeah, I kind of figured.
Yep.
All right. Are you guys ready to get in the pulley? All right.
Let's go.
You guys get in and you start your descent. 30 minutes go by and it stops, finally stops. And you get to the 50th floor of this mine. At this point, it is not as developed, but it's still, again, it still doesn't really look like a mine yet. Like I said, big columns, high ceilings. And when you get down there, you don't see as many dwarves. It's starting to thin out now. And you get to, it is like a full encampment. As soon as you get off the elevator, you are in the camp. I mean, there's a blacksmith. There's like a little common goods store. There's even a tavern with a few rooms, not too many. It's like a little underground village. And this is where a lot of supplies gets taken to. So for people that are deeper in the mine can just come here instead of going all the way back up to the top floor to get supplies to come all the way back down and then travel even farther into the mine. So this is kind of like the midway point where most of the supplies, you know, new pickaxes, food, water, that kind of stuff gets brought. Outside of the like little common goods, blacksmith and the tavern, it's just homes. There's nothing else. And it's all makeshift, but it is still all made of stone. Everything is still made of stone.
I guess there are no fungi growing here or something like that.
Not that you've seen yet. I mean,
maybe a bit little really deeper.
Explored yet. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So you guys step out of the pulley system.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Well, what?
Begin walking. I guess.
Yeah, we should talk to. I would like to talk to a mining post here that has some mining equipment for us. You know, just in case, a pickaxe, a shovel.
Yeah, like you see, like the makeshift like common goods store, and that's really like all they got. And when I say store, it's not like a storefront. It's like two wagons and a table.
Yeah.
That have been brought down and set up.
Is there a person attending to these? If so, yep. I would like to approach him. Greetings.
Hello.
Don't worry. We're here on the foreman's business.
We were all told. We were all
right.
Told.
Right. We're on our way down. And we could use some like a pickaxe and a shovel, some equipment of that, just in case.
And he like gestures to the table, and there's plenty pickaxes, and like spades, shovels.
I actually have a question for you.
Me? Like DM?
Yes.
Me?
No, okay. No. The dwarf.
Ah, me. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
How far did the party get to, or the party that the king sent down here? How far did they make it?
Well, I guess I'm allowed to tell you this stuff because you guys are kind of investigating. You know, when I saw them, they went on the 100th floor, and nobody heard from them. Now, nobody knows how far they made it, if they made it to the 103rd or...
Oh, but they disappeared at the 100th. That was where the last...
Well, that's the last place they were seen was at the 98th encampment.
Okay.
So I imagine they made it at least to 100 before something happened.
And how long was this again?
It was about a week ago now.
Okay. So if we find them, they will still be somewhat recognizable.
I don't know. I'm not an expert on like dead bodies, so I couldn't tell you.
Right. Cass, what do you think we'll need from these? Like as a pickaxe and a shovel?
You see Cass just staring at Catherine thinking, why is she asking about these dwarves again? But yeah, no, we need probably a shovel, pickaxe. That should probably do us.
Yeah, then a pickaxe and a shovel it is, good sir. How much for?
All right. It's going to be 35 gold for both.
All right. Giving that to him.
Okay. And then he's like, you can pick, they're all the same quality. You can pick out the one you want.
Yeah, sure. All right. Good. What do you say down here, day or night?
What?
Yeah, what do you say, Donnie? He doesn't say good day, sir, or good night, sir, or whatever. What would you say in a mine?
That's what I'm asking. Like, do you say good day to you, but it's not like day out
good
down
mining.
Here?
Good mining.
Good mining day to you.
I don't know. He says, be safe. He doesn't say
in German. You say Glück auf. That means
Glück
like
elf.
Glück auf. That means like luck up.
Luck
literally.
Up.
But I know how it's in English.
He just says, you know, well, be safe out there, guys.
Yeah, be safe.
He leans in. A lot of people won't mention it, but a lot of us do really appreciate what you guys are doing. So, like, thank you.
That's so great to hear. That's good to hear. Thank you.
Some of us, we let our prize get in the way of things sometimes, so
yeah, we
you probably won't hear it too much, but I'll tell you. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's we appreciate that a lot.
All right,
let's go on that. What?
it doesn't matter, it's a dead joke.
Yeah,
being a dead horse.
Oh, yeah, we don't have any thick horses down here.
No, we do not.
Catherine, do you you've got the maps? Which way should we go down?
That way.
And that way is correct.
All right, then let's go that way.
There's, like I said, it's they designed the mine to it's practically one path that sits on the, like, one side's a cliff, one side is mine wall, and then there'll be like turnoffs at each level for you to go into, and then those turnoffs would expand into these giant caverns that go off in every which direction. And it, that's practically the one way all the way down, one way all the way up kind of thing. So you guys take the path, and you walk for long enough. Like, you know, it's, you kind of lose track of time because there's no sun to be like, oh, it's moved this far in the sky. I know it's roughly this time. So you kind of lose track of time and don't really realize how long you walk for. And why don't you all give me a perception check? Now, it's still lit, so nobody needs us to light torches yet. There's lanterns every 20 feet or so. And they're like big lanterns, not like handheld lanterns. They're like on posts that are stuck in the ground.
So I did two. The first one was for my perception. The second one was for Kage's sense of smell.
23. you guys, Katrin, for just the briefest second, you think you hear something. Like, you can hear like wind kind of moving through the mines, right? And you just get the faintest, you can't make out. It's the most faint something, but it's a voice. And it kind of sounds like, and that's like really all you can make out. Like, you don't understand what it said. You don't know if it was spoken in like common tongue, but it, and you don't even know if it was like, was that just the wind being like doing something weird, or was that like a voice in the wind?
Okay.
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 I keep going.
Okay. So you guys keep going. Another hour passes. Give me another perception check. Oh, 21. My God. Natural 20.
Oh,
God, you guys, what is up with you two? Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Cassius rolled a 5, a 9, and Esther rolled an 8. Okay, Katrin, you hear it more distinct now. You make out one word. Or I guess it'd be two, yeah. That's two. My bad.
Can you say it again?
Turn back.
Oh.
You just roughly hear that on the wind. Like in the wind.
And it's only us that's here, right?
Yeah.
Well, somebody doesn't want us to be here.
What do you mean, Katrin?
I heard somebody whisper, turn back.
He did? Oh. I must have been, what's the word for it?
Oh, you guys are talking.
Distracted. I must have been distracted for a moment. You sure about that? There's wind in here and all.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard them say, turn back.
It's just the darkness just creeping up on you. That's all it is.
Cass? No, it's not.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of the dark. And even if I was, I think the dark should be more afraid of me than I am of it.
That's a very bold statement.
How deep are we now? What do you think, guys? What does the map say,
Captain? I'll say you guys are roughly around the, you're in between 83rd and 84th.
Okay.
Can I try something?
Sure.
Marco!
Marco! Wait, Marco! Marco!
Just hear one dwarf that like, what the fuck is this?
And you guys haven't seen any dwarves for the last hour. Which you think might be a little strange because you're on the main path that leads up. And it's not like a thin path by any means. Like, yes, there's a cliff to your death off to your right. And then like a mountain wall, you know, the mine wall to your left. But it's still wide enough. Like, you could have like 3 horses right next to each other and still have plenty of room.
When you say it's a cliff to death.
It's like a cliff, like off to your right, there's the end of the path. And then if you look over the path, it is darkness. And if you jumped off the path, you would die.
I would like to drop
unless you want to test it out.
I would like to drop a rock down that okay. hole. Just like a small rock.
Are you going to throw it out or are you just going to boop?
Actually, I'll throw it out a little bit.
Yeah, throw it out a bit.
Yeah.
you don't hear it land.
Mm.
Well, I jump off the ledge. No.
You die. Get a new character sheet out.
No, I have Featherfall.
That only lasts for so long.
Hey, Catherine.
What?
So that's that rock idea of yours. Not a bad idea. Could you maybe like send a fireball down?
Well, the problem is...
Just a small one. Just a small one. Nothing crazy big.
Cass?
Yeah?
The thing is, my fireballs... I'll send a fireball out in the darkness, out of nowhere, just I can send it 120 feet where I can aim at.
Well, it's probably a lot further than 120 feet.
Yes. And it's a small red beam in until it hits something and explodes.
Oh.
We shouldn't throw around fireballs here.
It doesn't give any light.
I pull out a torch out of my backpack.
Don't you dare.
Can you light this torch for me, please, Catherine?
You wouldn't throw away your only torch, would you?
He's gonna throw it down the pit, yes.
I'm going to drop it down the pit.
I'm not going to light it.
But you don't have any other torches, do you?
No. It's my
we don't
torch.
Need torches.
And you don't throw your only torch
got,
down
we've
there.
Got, we've got Catherine here. She's a torch.
We don't need torches.
What if we get separated?
That true. Then you don't have
I slowly put a torch back in my
Yeah, you should.
Do I see any plants, barrow plants, fungi, something? All right.
Totally desolate.
All right.
Nothing but rock and dirt.
Well, everyone be on your guard. Let's head further down.
Can I make a nature check to feel the sort of like the temperature of the air, it's just like humid or if it's just stale.
It's cool.
Cold.
It's very cool. You don't need to cool. make a temp. You don't need to make a check for that. It's
There's
very
no,
cool.
Like,
you guys have gone
at
down
this level in the wind. No,
83rd floor is beneath the ground level, beneath sea level.
So there is like no air coming through, like circulating. It's just like
there is.
Like,
you do feel a slight breeze throughout the whole mine. Yeah, it's chilly. It's fairly chilly. Like, you might be cold at this point because you're so used to being in such a humid temperature. And when you go, like, when you live somewhere that's humid and hot all the time, and then you go somewhere where it's only like 30 degrees lower in temperature, you think it's a lot colder than it actually is because your body's used to being in a warm climate.
Guys,
what?
Our DM is using Fahrenheit.
I am.
Well,
let's
just continue. The next camp shouldn't be far off.
Yeah, we've been traveling quite a while now, so I'm guessing we're coming up to, I want to say, about mid-80s, maybe?
So, you guys, I said you were in between the 83rd and 84th floor. You guys you're starting to come up to a bend, and you come around this bend, and you just pass... Based off the map, and each passageway to a new level is marked with like a number, obviously. And after you pass the 84th floor, you like start to come around a bend. And after you come around the bend, you notice that there's no more light. You see the lantern posts until you can't see them anymore. But all the light's been... There's no light. They're not lit. Mm. Which, again, kind of weird. You haven't seen any dwarves on the main road. And now the main road is dark. And you haven't even got to the second encampment yet, like Little Mining Town.
Can we light these torches as we go? Like lanterns?
Yeah. Easy enough. You'd have to use some sort of fire, but yeah.
I'm just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
boom.
Yeah,
boom.
That's fine.
Just
you light like
our way out, so.
Where say you get to like the sixth one. And you like just get to the 85th level and you feel this really strong gust of wind and they all go back out. And then everybody roll me another perception check.
Come on!
Podcast.
Come on!
A 2 and a 9.
You fucking rock.
Why do I have to do everything here?
Esten and Katrin. Yeah, Katrin, you hear it for a second time. You hear it. But now you hear it, Esten.
Well, I believe you.
Why would you not believe me? I told you the truth.
Oh, you guys are talking again. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Patron, with a 20, you can't explain it, but you see like shadows move in front of you. Like you see the actual shadow, like the darkness in front of you moves. I don't know any better way to explain it, but you see, it's not like you see, oh, I just saw something that's in the darkness. You like actually physically see the darkness like shift.
Oh, so you like to play hide and seek, do you? Dancing light.
Okay. Lights up. How big is that like radius wise?
It's, I think it's
20, 30?
Yeah, 20 feet.
20
like
feet,
torch.
I think
it's like a
torch. I think it's like a torch. So yeah, like, what is that?
20? I have four balls that I'm sending out like,
oh yeah, so you, and
us,
they
so,
move with you,
yes.
Right? Or you can
yes,
make them move with you.
No, yeah. Well, they move with me. Yes.
So let's say you have 60 range.
You can get it there.
Would you say that would be like how you set it up would be good, like 60 range?
Yeah, a square of 60. Like
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You don't see anything, but you swear you saw like, I know what seeing something in the dark, like the shadows move, looks like. And that's not what I just saw. I don't know any better way to describe it, but you saw the darkness like shift, like vibrate almost.
Yeah. Well, I would like to see them try turning this light out.
You don't feel another gust of wind or anything happens.
Good. I have to recast it every 1 minute, but it's fine.
Yeah,
it's a cantrip.
Yeah, it's a cantrip. Yeah. So.
We should keep moving. We're getting into more dangerous grounds here now.
Yeah. But right. They said the problems were below 104.
Yeah.
Why is it up here? Is it getting bolder?
Maybe.
And it really, really, really wants us to turn back.
Yes, of course it does. Because we're here to cleanse it.
Quick question for you, Catherine. Druids, what kind of power do they have?
Well, depend on what's climate then.
So, obviously, we're in the climate we're in now. This is just speculation because, obviously, you're thinking about dwarves.
Not a lot of druids are down here.
Obviously, there was one druid. Was it a cleric or a druid?
It was a cleric.
I meant cleric, not druid.
Okay, well, clerics are mostly getting their powers from the gods.
Okay.
Oh, that is what they believe, at least.
So is there a possibility that a cleric could be controlling the wind?
No.
Cass has never met a cleric before, so...
Clerics are mostly religious folk that like to believe that they can heal everything and they can cast light on everything. Obviously, they can't do that, but...
Okay.
Obviously, yes.
I guess we continue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's make haste.
You guys continue on and you get to about the 90th floor. Still, no lanterns are lit, right? And you guys all start to hear like a muttering. And you like come around another bend and you see a dwarf standing like nose pressed up against the wall.
Oh no, not Blair Witch Project. Oh my God. Why are you doing this?
Muttering. He's just muttering. He has no knowledge that you guys are there. He's just muttering like nonsense. Like, oh, he's here. He's here. Oh, no. Shh, shh, shh. Don't tell him. Don't tell
him. Hey there,
we
dwarf.
We leave. No, they don't see us. No.
Dwarf?
No. Hey there.
There's nobody behind you. You're fine.
I'd like to touch your shoulder.
Your darkness is your friend. He doesn't respond.
Can I turn him around?
Yeah, and his eyes are like glazed over, and he's just like he's like, you like turn him around like to where he's looking at you, but he's like looking through you, like you're not even there. And he just continues to mutter to himself.
I think
what is his sorcery?
Is he in plate? Is he a warrior?
No, minor. He looks like a minor.
A minor.
Yep.
Well, Catherine, can you ease his mind somehow? He must have gotten lost here.
To kill him.
Ease his mind, not kill him.
I mean,
well, I would like to roll a con on him.
Well, maybe like a charm or a calm spell.
I would like to roll a con.
Kill him.
Okay, roll a con.
Kill him.
That's a 10.
You can tell he's under some sort of something.
It doesn't need to be a spell. It could just be.
Might not. You can't really, with that, you can't really tell if it's mind control or if he's lost his mind.
Well, I just guess he got lost out here, and I guess we should take him with us to the camp.
If the camp is even standing.
Well, assuming that, yes.
If those miners, even they were a skeleton crew, they were down here, they would have lit the lanterns on the way down. Clearly the wind doesn't want the lanterns being lit.
Well, let's get this fellow with us and into the camp. And guess we take his shoulder or arm and drag him along with us.
Yeah, like he's not going to resist. It's kind of like one of those rags situations. Yeah. Something similar, but you guys can tell that that's not the same thing that's going on here.
Okay.
Yeah, and we make our way to the camp.
So, right as you get to about the 93rd level, you guys are about 5 levels away from where the camp is supposed to be. You kind of, it's really turning into a mine at this point. Like there's no, the pathway kind of veers off and you guys come to a pathway that has no walls. Like it goes out into the center of, and each side you could like fall off to your death. But you can see off in the distance that the walls kind of come back and it goes back to like there's one wall on the left side and then the cliffs off to the right. But for now, you guys are on this bridge. Yeah, it's like it's practically a land bridge, we'll call it. And you hear the sounds of armor like clinking against themselves and muttering again.
How deep is the pits to the either side on the bridge?
Again, it's dark. You can't see the
bottom.
You can't see the bottom, yeah.
But we can see the walls around us like far away.
Well, there are no walls. When you get to the beginning of this bridge, this earth bridge, you can see for as far as your eyes will allow it on each side.
So it's like Indiana Jones where he has the bridge and it's like either sort side. Of,
yeah, I don't know.
Like a big chasm pretty much.
Yeah, it's a giant chasm. You can't see the ceiling. You can't see the walls anymore. Like if you were to turn around, you'd see like the wall like curve on the left hand side, curve off and go. But you lose sight until because it gets too dark. Obviously, you lose sight of how far back it goes. So it's your guess is as good as any.
And we all hear this like.
It's like armor clinking together. If I had to describe it, it'd sound like somebody in full plate armor swaying back and forth. Well, so it's not like they're walking.
Sounds,
but you can hear armor like rubbing against itself. And it kind of like sounds like if somebody was in full plate armor, just standing in place, like swaying, like to side to side.
Well, that could be a
but
warrior.
You don't see anything yet.
I would like to send my dancing light with, what is it?
120 feet.
Line in 10-foot radius, 60 feet from each other. So 60 feet, 60 feet, 60 feet, 60 feet.
Mm-hmm. When you get out to
No. Only to 120 feet, and then I can only
That'd
get...
Okay, feet, so feet. About 100 feet out in front of you, your lights illuminate these dwarven guards. And there's about 5 of them. Yeah, there's 5 of them. And they're all standing fairly equally spaced apart, and they're just like right in the middle of this earth bridge, just swaying back and forth. They are holding weapons.
Is that way?
But they don't acknowledge you. Like they're looking towards you guys, but they don't like lift their heads up. They kind of, from this distance, you can't really tell what they are like if they're, but you can see that they're all standing, standing in place swaying. And just like swaying. And they're not in like sync or anything of their sway. Like they're all kind of, you know.
Is there room to walk around them?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Well, we cannot take all 5 of them with us.
I would like to cast a minor illusion in front of them.
Okay.
I can't do that. No,
okay.
I can't do that. It's only 30 feet.
So well, we could.
We leave, We could leave this miner here at the start of the bridge and then one by one bring them here.
Yeah, then... first I suggest we reach the camp and...
Well, I don't think there's a camp anymore.
No, I'm going along those lines as well. I'd rather these guys move off of the bridge because if they were to fall, they die.
Cass?
Yeah.
Do you see how they're standing?
Oh yeah, that's way in. Left and right.
They're blocking the way.
No, we can walk around them.
I would not walk close to those. I think something has possessed them. And really don't want people to go this way.
So what do you suggest we do?
Well, there's only one way to go, and that's forward, past them.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we should slowly approach them and see how they react.
I have an idea, but I need to get closer.
Not burning
hands.
Are
you guys getting closer?
Yes.
Right. You move up about 25 feet, and they stop swaying.
Yeah, that's what I think.
They don't move, but they stop swaying.
I'll send a light into their face.
Nothing happens.
Hey, dwarves.
No response.
Hmm.
Okay.
The other one that you're bringing with, his muttering's getting louder. And he's starting to resist to go any further.
Well, let the miner be here for now.
If you let go of him, he just kind of sits down on the ground.
Yeah, let's leave him there.
Okay, I would like to say I've not dealt with dwarf armies or squads before, but in Evercroft, whenever they do their parade or guard of honor, and a commander would shout and they would all stand to attention. That's what they just did. If we go up there, I'm pretty sure they're probably going to attack us.
Yeah, that's why I told you. No,
so should we just kill them?
Just to stand there. They're standing there blocking our way.
They're standing there blocking our way. Right, so...
I would like to try something that I haven't tried before.
What?
Yeah. Witcher.
I always love new ideas.
Estan.
Yes.
If they are a problem and I'm 90% sure they're going to attack us if we go near them. They seem to be at ease. That thing you did on that vampire, that push you did?
Yes.
Could you not do that on these and split the arrow and down the sides they go?
Wait one.
No, you can't Wait do one. That. No.
Kind of hard. They're kind of hard to push back on full plate.
You like said there was five of them, right?
Yeah, there's five of them.
And they're standing
kind of like not in a line, like there's two of them in front of the other three, but they're not standing in any kind of real formation. Just think of like they're kind of staggered from each other. They're not in any kind of formation.
I point at the middle one,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to cast Dispel Magic.
Ooh. You see him like go at ease and like shake his head, and he looks around and looks up at you and is, what? What's going on? And at that instant, the one behind him, Coup de Grace him, grabs him by the head, pulls his head back, and takes his battle axe and just slits his throat. And then he just drops to the ground dead. But they don't attack you.
Well.
That almost worked.
I mean, it did work in a way.
Like I got his throat slit. Yeah. What is it with people slitting their throats nowadays? When did that become a thing?
Cass, at least it was not you.
Favorite coup de grace move.
How are you guys so casual about that? That's fucked up.
Something is...
Cass, the problem is, it's our lives right now. Or them.
So what? Pretty fucked.
Jeez, whatever possessed them, you can break it, but can you only affect one person, not all of them at the same time?
To give you guys a little more insight, everybody roll a perception roll when, and this will take place as the dwarf was getting his throat slit.
Wow, now I'm rolling shit because I'm focusing on my magic.
Okay, Eston, as soon as the spell takes effect, you hear on the wind, kill the non-believer.
And then that, as soon as you heard that, that's when you saw the dwarf behind him wrap his arm around his head, pull it back, and then slit his throat with
the non-believer.
Warhammer or war axe. I'm sorry.
Well, something is clearly controlling them, but we cannot kill them outright, all of them, just like that.
Oh yeah, we can.
Sure, we can, but I don't feel good about it.
So I have a theory that I'd like to just run by the guys real quick. Catherine, you can do levitate, correct?
Yes. On one creature.
Or object.
Or object.
Could you levitate rope?
Yes.
And you levitate 40 feet of rope around them.
No.
We tie a big rock on the other end and drop it.
That would be telekinesis, not levitate.
Oh.
Telekinesis is a useful spell.
It's a little dark, but you guys should.
It's okay.
It's a mine. It's gonna don't.
just no.
Do they have helmets?
Yeah, full plate armor. And they're all wielding either a warhammer or a war axe, like a two-handed. But they're just, their weapons are like down to their side, just in one hand.
Well, I don't want to go in there knowing that they're under a trance. I don't want to willingly go in and kill them. That's not the right thing to do. I don't know any other way off.
Well, I might have an idea, but it involves a sign that I do not have prepared right now.
Well, I have to get onwards.
Yeah, you guys could try to go around them right or left, but you don't know if they might attack.
Catherine, do you have a spell that can incapacitate one of them?
Or all of them, because I do not want to kill them.
No, neither do I, but like demobilize them, stun them.
No. Not only one. I'm not incapacitate.
Out of character, I thought about using the Axie sign in combination with the Urden sign to make their movement slower. But I don't have Axie prepared, so that's a bummer. Yeah. But still, I have Axie at least. Not Axie, Irden at least. So I say Cass, I have this chain here. I can cast a sign at the ground, you know, the one that I did previously, the one with the yellow glowing runes on the ground. It makes them move slower, and in that time, we need to get them together and restrain them with the chain.
I have an idea.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I cast fog cloud, 20-foot radius on a single point.
You cast?
It's.
You can cast.
Cast can cast
a
casting spell.
It's literally a 20-foot radius.
Okay,
and 20 yes. foot covers all of them in a cloud of fog.
Yeah,
and then we sneak in and tie them up.
Just saying, if it's a 25-foot radius, it is 50 feet from the end to the other end. Just saying,
in diameter.
Yeah, yes. Radius yeah, is look, only it, half a circle. Yeah. Diameter is.
It covers it. 50 feet yes. covers.
Yes. Or half of the.
I was just saying circle, that if you. Should say. It is bigger than you thought.
So we could do.
Yes, fog cloud can put all of them in it. Yes, all of them would be in the fog cloud.
And then we sneak past them?
Well, if you want to sneak, you try.
That one's a bit more professional.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah.
And then we sneak past them.
Yeah.
I've only ever done this. I've only ever cast a spell a few times. I'm not very good at casting spells, as you know. but my mentor did teach me a few things.
Make it thick and dense.
I am thick and dense.
Yeah, I know you are.
Thick like Jeff. Okay.
All right. So we go with this. Yes.
Okay.
Katrin?
You cast fog cloud. You hear them like get into a ready position, but you don't hear them move. Like you hear them like grab a hold of their weapons and ready themselves, but they don't move.
Need to be quick. And I move forward.
Okay.
And trying with.
Are we sneaking around? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you could go, like around this way, or that way.
Oh yeah.
Are you going to try to sneak in and tie him up, or are you guys just trying to sneak around?
I'm just going to sneak around.
Yeah, I'm not going into them or close to them.
But yeah. Roll me stealth checks.
With advantage, because they don't see us, or without, because they can still hear us?
I'm just going to... There's no advantage, yeah.
Okay.
There you go. It's a 6, either way.
24.
Okay. 20. Well, with Katrin, which way, are you guys going as a group?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys successfully move around them.
Nice. Sneak
off deeper into the cave. So,
let's hope they don't come after us.
And you guys make it to the supposed camp.
Okay.
All right. So, the mining camp. So you guys walk and you get back into where there's a wall on the left-hand side and then the cliff on the right, and you walk for some time deeper and deeper and deeper, and you get to the 98th floor, and then you see the mining camp, and it has been built on, like, I'm going to call it an island because that's what it kind of looks like. Off to the right, is cliff and, like, a valley. A deep, deep valley. Of course, you don't know how deep it is. There is a bridge, like a dwarven made bridge, to this out across this valley onto a big, we'll call it an island because that's pretty much what it is.
I think you mean a plateau.
A plateau. Yeah. I mean, you could
something like that.
Whatever. It's standing by itself. It's not a part of the main road. You have to take a bridge to get to it, and that is where the main camp is, and everything looks ruined. Like, no upkeep or anything. The first thing as you guys cross the bridge over are tents, and then you see some actual stone structures.
Is the bridge good enough to cross?
Yeah, the bridge looks fine. There's no damage to the bridge. All right, you got some places. There are two big buildings off to your guys' right. They're the biggest buildings, obviously, in the area. And then off to your left, there's some square stone buildings that are a lot smaller. And then there's a statue that's been a statue of the king of Ellingfall, and it has been toppled over.
I would like to yell out, hello?
No response.
I will draw my silver sword just in case. I think need to secure this area first before we move on.
I would like to take a knee next to Kage and ask her to scout around and sniff for just any signs of blood or dwarfs. And if that comes through, to give out a chirp.
Okay.
So she would go around like in a sort of
around like the tents off to the left, like, first.
These around sort of like so. Back to me.
Yeah, okay. So Karge runs off. And once she gets to the first, like, of the two buildings on the right that are the biggest ones, when she gets to the first one, the smaller of the two, she kind of like starts pawing at the door, this one.
Okay, down there. Okay.
Yeah. So the buildings off to the right are the biggest buildings. So the smaller of those two buildings is the one Kage is like pawing at the door.
Okay.
Well, think she found anything?
I mean, she's pouring out the door. There's something in there. Should be
very careful.
Yeah, if it meant to do harm, she wouldn't be pouring at it. She would probably just sit next to it and be quiet.
All right, so I'm going to open the door and have a look inside.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, and as soon as you open the door, there is a dwarf laying face down, but there's no blood around him.
I would like to enter.
And he doesn't look like he's in armor, but he's not. He's got like a robe over his armor.
Oh.
So cleric, he looks different than the last five that you just wore.
I would like
similar armor, but yeah, he's got like this deep, rich purple robe on him over the armor.
Might be the cleric, yeah. I would like to approach him. Where is he lying?
I'll put a guy down real fast.
Yeah, thank you.
He's lying right. So there's like a doorway without a door. So when you open the door to this room, you're greeted with, there is a table with some knockover chairs, and it's a little square room. And then there's another wall with an opening. There's no door. It's just like a opening that leads back. And once you get a little closer, you can tell there's some fireplaces and some tables and stuff. You presume this to be like maybe a kitchen of some sort, like maybe where they prepared all the food
for
the
miners. I would like to approach the body and kneel next to it and try to examine him, how he died.
So the first thing you notice is that he's not dead.
Okay. Yeah,
he's breathing very slowly. It's almost like he'd be breathing if he was in his sleep.
Like right, then
sleeping.
I would like to roll him over and get a look at his face.
It's like shocked. His eyes are open.
Petrified?
Yeah, it kind of looks like he was petrified.
Almost.
His eyes are open and he's breathing, but his eyes aren't moving around like looking at you guys or anything. It's kind of got that thousand-yard stare on it. His mouth is open a little bit. But yeah, he's breathing and he's got no wounds on him whatsoever. But
kind of like gently slapping his cheeks. Hey, hey, cleric, can you hear me?
No, nothing. No recognition comes across his eyes or anything.
I would like to, obviously he's in armor, so
yes,
he's hard to get up.
I'll tell you straight up, Katrin, once you see him, you know it's a cleric. He's wielding a mace. His robes kind of have like a holy symbol on it. You know this is a cleric.
Cass, come over here, please. Lend me a hand. And he's lying on his back now, and I would like to stand behind his head with Cass in order to grab him and lift him up into a sitting position.
Okay.
And it's kind of hard if you wear
heavy
armor.
He's a big dwarf and full plate armor without a helmet. That's the only part.
Katrin,
I'll pull his arms and then...
Yeah, you guys rest him up against the wall right here.
Yeah,
there's a wall on your right hand side. You can like rest him up, and yeah, he does sit up. Like his body's not stiff, but yeah, like you have to do everything for him.
Katrin,
yeah,
would you have a look at him? Maybe if you sense any magic on him that needs dispelling, perhaps.
Sure, I'll look him over with the corner. That's an
eight. Man, you guys are not rolling good. Same kind of thing. His eyes, what you got with an eight, his eyes are very similar to the miner that you found that was muttering to himself.
Can you cast that dispel thing, this spell again on him?
Yes, but
there's no one around to slit his throat, you know.
No,
maybe it works now.
But I'm not sure it's gonna work.
Well, unless you have a better idea.
If you decide to do it, you will need to make another roll to let you know. So up to you now what you want to do with that.
How long have we been underground?
Like 4 hours now, probably. That little escapade with the five dwarven guards, I'd say probably you guys probably were standing there for quite some time, maybe like 30 minutes. So, I mean, you guys have been in the cave for about 5 hours, 6 hours now. Katrin, what would you like to do with that information?
I walk over to him.
Okay.
and I give him the biggest slap across the face that I can.
Roll a d4.
That's a 3.
You do 3 slapping damage. And
slapping
happens.
Damage.
Slapping.
And nothing happened.
Well, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
He doesn't seem to be wounded or anything. At least I mean, I can't look into beneath his armor, but there's no blood around here.
No, he's
yeah,
not
you, you take
worry.
Your time to investigate his
you
body.
Think,
no, he's
you think he's
no
sick?
Cuts.
Sick in any way, or
no, he's not sick. It's magic. I would like to investigate the building.
Okay.
Look for
what?
Anything that's in here.
Okay. Anything magical? I guess.
Yes.
I should say.
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead and roll an investigation check.
Oh my God.
You only find broken glass bottles, pots, pans, chef knives.
And no
typical
sign
kitchen
of
stuff.
Any, like, other living creature.
No. Not living, no. Not or undead. Well, I should say that, too. You don't find any other kind of creature in this building.
Well, all the dwarves that we've met here so far seem to be under this control. Might be worth a shot trying it on him again to dispel it.
That's the only thing that we know works.
Yes. But it is a very powerful spell, yes. But there is spells that is more powerful. So there is a chance it might fail.
Well, I guess we have to take that chance. What else are we to do?
And the thing is...
Do you not want to help this man?
I can kind of only do it 2 times a day.
Well, let's hope we don't need to do it again.
And I kind of want to saving it for a fireball.
Saving this man's life, like, I guess it's more important right now. We might learn something about what happened here.
Okay,
use my last goddamn fucking 3rd level spell on dispel magic on this guy.
All right, roll to see if it works.
That's an 11, and it doesn't work.
Nothing happens.
Fucking told you guys.
You see, like, your spell, like, it works, but it's just not strong enough. Like, you know it affected him and could have worked, but you didn't put enough oomph into it, and it just...
That was a straight intelligence check from you, was it?
Nope. No, it's not a intelligence check. It's literally a DC of...
But it says you are to use your spellcasting ability to make this check.
Oh, well, then... Sure, if you want my intelligence, it's plus 2, so that would be a 13. It's still not enough because it needs to be at least 13. Level... It needs to be at least 14.
Just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, but it needs to be at least 14.
Make an ability check using your spellcasting ability.
And when you cast that spell... The door that you guys open slams shut and the whole building shakes. And now I need everybody to roll for initiative.
Ooh,
and now I'm without a fireball.
The building Kage's outside the building. Us. Kage's outside the building.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
And the battle begins. Cue the bat. Okay, the door slams shut and the whole building shakes and you hear this, you should have left. And the Heim will attack.
The Heim? Are you serious?
What a Heim is, for the listeners, is... this is the best description I can give you. It is darkness. It is a figure from the shadows. My Heim, it's got somewhat of an outline, so you can actually see the embodiment of the Heim itself. It has 4 horns that kind of come up to points around what you would think its face is. It's got these dark purple glowing eyes, and the rest of it just kind of, it just billows shadows like just melt off it. Darkness kind of just falls off it as it moves around.
I have one
and that's really
question
it. Yes,
female form or male form?
No
sex.
There is no sex.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Cass was pretty quite right with a fiend on it. Yeah, it's somewhat of a demonic being that feeds on...
I'm guessing a 17 hits Karge.
Oh, man.
I'll take your silence as yes.
Bye, Karge.
13 points of damage. So you guys don't see this, but for the sake of the listeners, Karge is outside of the building that they've just been... The door has just been shut against. And what the listeners can see, but your players can't, is a giant shadowy claw extend from the heim and just slice Karge with one slice right across like the main torso of little Kage's fox body. And you can hear Karge scream out in pain. It's more of a scream than just a yelp. So you know it, just Karge just got hurt pretty bad. Because how many hit points does Karge have? Like 20-something?
27.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, that's the Heim's turn. Katrin.
What's this door made of?
Wood.
Wood.
And it actually kind of splintered a tad bit when it got slammed.
So I can see through it.
No. No, it like, when I mean splintered, like, there's like a crack, like you could kind of like peek through, but you're not going to see much.
Can I open the door?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so no heart thing, just open.
Do you push or pull? It's either way. You can pull it open.
Okay, I'll pull it open. What do I see?
You see a shadowy figure with like four horns, and as you pull it open, that's when the creature is attacking Karge. So you also see a single arm extend with these long shadowy claws just slice right into Karge.
Well,
close the door, run to the back of the belly.
Nope. I leave the door open. I swing it wide open so even the two others can see it. Yep. I will back away a little bit from the door.
Okay.
So I back down here so people can get past me getting out there. And I would like to cast Scorching Ray.
Okay.
On it.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Yes. Two of them hit, the 23 and the 16.
Okay, so that is 3 damage plus 11 damage. Actually, make the first one a 4 because there's a natural 1 there.
Again.
What?
Wait, what?
There's a natural 1 in the first.
In the damage. I was like, I don't see a natural 1.
That's always the case.
So that is 15 points, you said?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2. That damage was... As you send out your scorching rays of fire, it screeches out this horrible screech and then disappears.
Oh, fuck. I was planning on.
You can tell that your spells hit, though. You definitely can tell they hit.
Motherfucker.
Disappears real fast. You guys all can feel it's still around you, though. You are still in combat. I will tell you that for just your guys' sake.
So the door's no longer.
Door is open.
Oh.
You know what? I'm fine. I'll stand right here. That's my turn.
All right. It is Esten's turn.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if this building here is its lair. It might not be wiser to stay in it, but...
I really highly doubt it, since this was a camp before.
Well, Esten will rush out. I will cast Erden.
Okay.
Over here at the door. So that it gets slowed down. Okay, right there. Yeah. If it should...
Never mind.
Try to go through it.
Okay.
I'll stay out here and... try to sense him somehow.
I mean, you definitely do feel its presence. Can't tell the exact location. You know it's still going to come around and it's probably going to attack again soon.
So that was my bonus action, and I will now hold my action to see if he reacts to it and might get an attack on him if he shows himself again.
Hass and Karge.
Well,
Karge is affected by the spell
right
now, just to let you know.
And I will basically see Karge and be like, Karge! And just run towards Karge.
Okay, as soon as you step into the spell effect, your whole body slows and you can't move as fast. And you have to take away, I think it's half of your movement.
Yeah, game. Half.
So.
And you don't get reactions.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just did killed you... me. Because I'm what? Inside of that as well.
Yeah, you are also affected.
Yep, that's all I can do. I'm literally just stepped into it.
Motherfucker!
How many turns
you
is it
still
for?
Have an act? You
how
have
many
an
turns
action.
Is it for?
Yeah, but I don't get my reaction.
No, I'm talking about Cass.
How many You've turns only is moved. The Erden for?
Oh, yeah, roll a d4.
Oh, yeah. Two turns.
You still have your action, which you could take to dash, which would give you half more of your movement. So you'd have like your full movement speed if you took the dash movement.
Yeah, even if I took the dash, I'm standing outside slow.
Yes, you would.
I can't heal Kage for anything, so that's...
You don't have anything to heal Kage with anyway, so...
Yes, he does.
I do.
You do?
Cure wounds.
Oh, cure wounds. Shit, I forgot. Rangers have that spell.
Mm.
Depending, I guess.
So I'm guessing whole turn.
Okay, you're going to hold your action. What are you holding your action for?
Dodge.
Okay. So you take the dodge action.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm not going to allow that because you're in within the spell. That slows your movement, so dodging is...
End turn.
Okay.
I did not mean to trick your guys' movement. This is just the only entrance into that building, and I was like trying to, even if he would in his invisible form go in through here, he would at least be seen and slowed down, you know?
I don't think it needs doors.
Heim appears in front of you, Witcher, and is going to take an attack.
All right.
With its shadowy claws. Does a that's 16? Is that hit?
16 is my armor class, so okay, I guess so that misses.
Yes. So you see it just in time. You lunge backwards from a shadowy claw attack, and it misses you.
I held my action for okay. that. So would I get?
Yeah,
an
you can take
now?
Attack now. Yep.
All right. 26.
That definitely hits.
And that's 20
plus 4 because it's a silver sword, right?
Yes.
Okay. Damn. 19. You as it's
19,
claws
yeah, thank you.
Outreached, you slice off its arm, its shattery arm, and it falls to the ground and like twitches and then disappears. But then you see a new arm grow back with just this same length and everything, but a new arm grows back. But you definitely did some good damage to it. It also screeches out in pain. 19 brings it. Good job. All right. Katrin, your turn.
I would like
to shit. Either way, doesn't matter.
I'd like to use 10 feet to stand on top of the table now because I can't really move anything else.
Okay, yeah. You are now effectively out of the spell.
Yes, now I have my reaction that I can save.
I would say you could yeah. You can see, I'll give, if you want to try to do like a range attack or something like that, the Heim is going to have a quarter cover.
Mother, God, you fucking
so take,
so hard.
So this is just random off the top of my head. Take 3 off of whatever your attack roll is if you choose to do an range attack.
You fucked me so hard. Can I jump off the table on the other side then?
Yeah. That's going to... how much movement speed do you have? 30?
I have 30 in total, so like 10 to get out of it.
You used... We'll say 15. 5 feet to get up off... Get up or off of the table.
Yep.
So you got 10 left... Or 15 left.
And I can see it better now without taking a minus 3 or... Would I still take that?
Minus 3 is still in effect, yes. Just from where you're at.
Is there any windows to this building?
Nope.
Fucking dwarfs.
Yeah, right. Fucking dwarfs.
You're not the one that had their master killed like a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of days ago even, and then he's about to have his only friend and companion that's about to die as well.
Well, you
I'm
can,
having a rough
you can
time
thank,
over here.
You can send Eston for that because Kage can't move out of that circle right now. I'd like to cast Fireball on it.
Okay, minus 3 to that. That's gonna miss. Yeah, you send off your fireball, and it is rearing up from Witcher's attack and sees it. And as it's about to hit, its chest opens up and the fireball goes straight through it and blows up behind it. And then it materializes back. Okay. Like its chest dematerializes. I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah.
The fireball goes through it and then it kind of comes back together.
Okay. And that's my turn.
Okay.
God, fuck me so hard.
Esten, it is your turn.
All right. Yeah, I will keep it busy. With some attacks of my silver sword again.
Okay.
15 and 16.
50, they both hit.
Nice. 10, 19, 27.
Jesus Christ. Okay. It's reaches out in pain. You like cut its head off, but it grows back. Its head grows back.
Yeah. As a bonus action, I would like to cast art on it. During combat, as a bonus action, can blast a 15-foot cone with a telekinetic force. It must make a strength saving throw against my what? That doesn't say it. I don't know. I guess it's up to you what his strength save he needs to meet.
You cast the spell, your Witcher spell, to practically force push him back, and like he just dematerializes and then just rematerializes right back up, no effect.
And then it's so it also takes no force damage, you mean?
No
effect. Right, all right.
It's made out of shadows and darkness.
Yes,
force does not really affect it.
Yeah, and that is everything I can do.
Cass, it's your turn.
Yeah. I'm still moving towards.
Okay, you can't make it this turn.
Out. Wait a second. It goes off now because it was for two turns. So it disappears.
Okay. So the spell is no there longer. For one turn. I thought it was one turn too.
Yeah, it's only been there for one turn. You cast it last
was
turn.
It?
On full
yeah,
turn.
You cast it last turn. It's two full turns, so it's when it's the second time.
You don't need to put the circle back down. You don't need to put the circle back down, but so you're still affected.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah, so I
you can make it.
Just it's 10 feet. Door, get to Kage. I do cure wounds.
Okay, roll a 1d8 plus your spellcasting ability.
And then I point to the inside the building at the back for Kage basically to run inside.
Okay.
You can make it there.
Yeah.
Kage can run though he can only get to about here, I think.
About here.
Yeah, in the middle. Somewhere.
Because it's half movement.
Yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
He's inside.
So Kage, on the next turn, Kage will basically run to... pretty much the back of the building and hide. So I don't need to worry about Kage in combat unless you're attacking Kage.
All right. Are you going to do anything with your action?
Knock an arrow, I guess.
Okay, are you going to use silver or not?
He can't. He already used his action.
For what?
I thought bonus action was
casting time, one action. I'm sorry.
Okay. Never mind. My bad.
Yeah, that's true.
So it is.
Okay, so that's practically your turn. All right. The Heim's turn, and it's going to rise and fight for me. And Katrin, you hear the cleric starting to get up.
Oh, no.
And it's going to take an attack at you, Esten.
At me? Oh.
It misses.
Oh.
It now the arm that you cut off that but grew back, it's going to use its other arm to try to attack you. And you duck and like do a spinning motion as you duck, and the claws go right above you. And that's its turn. Katrin. You do hear him rising up off the ground. Bitch. You hear his like armor clinking together, and
I'd like to spend my bonus action for using all my five sorcerer points.
All five? Okay.
All five to make one third spell slot. As a bonus action. And I would like to to dispel magic on the cleric.
Okay, I thought you were casting fireball.
You would have to move, so I'm going to make you move before you can do that because you can't see him where he's at. He's on like the other corner of this wall that he was sitting up against.
Go over here then.
Is that better? You still can't see him. No, you'd need to move.
Go up here then.
Yeah, there you go. Because the wall ends right here. So yeah, you can see him there. Okay, roll.
You can get an intelligent roll here. That's a 19.
Yeah, you break it. And he's like getting up and then like slides back down. It's like, oh, what? And like looks up to you really confused.
Sit tight.
You can tell that you broke the spell. Yes. And as you do that, you feel the building shake again. And the hind, like you can feel its pissed offness that you just did.
And I will like to end my turn.
Okay. He is going to be taken out of because he's not in any position to fight now that the spell is broken. Okay, Essen.
Yes. Keep going at him. 17 and 19.
Yeah, they both hit.
Just see the light of the DM just like
10, 23, 28.
Yeah, how do you want to kill him?
I will cut off his legs.
Okay.
And cut off his head.
Yeah. So, like, you don't see legs, but you think, like, where his legs should be. You go to cut, and he kind of comes down a little bit, and he screeches out in pain. And then you slice his head off, and you see there's, like, a pushback of energy force. There's a scream, and then it dissipates. Battle is over. And in the midst of thinking that they won the fight, in the distance, the whole mine rumbles with a loud fucking growl. And you start to get a very uneasy feeling. What is causing that noise? I don't know. But we'll find out next time on the next episode of Chronicles of Baven Gula.